Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Motivational Mondays with your positive and sexy host, Emma E2K. And I love my love, love my love, my love, my love, your love, God. What's wrong with you? Good morning, man. It's I feel so blessed. I feel blessed every day, but I always say that on Monday, it's like a double dosage sometimes, like a double dosage of espresso that I take in Monday morning when I open my eyes and God's granted me another day. You know, I feel super blessed. You know, I feel amazing to be able to be here in this platform that I use to motivate and to have people call in to be motivated. So shout out to all those that support the show and got me still here working. I appreciate you guys for always tuning in, for sharing the shows, and even the videos. And even the videos that y'all got me going, that got me doing now after the show. You know, so I do the show, and then you got me doing motivational videos. So shout out to, you know, shout out to my listeners, and I appreciate you. I mean, that's all I could say, man. So I appreciate you, and I just feel amazing today. But you know, it's a weird day today. Like, I feel blessed today to be here, of course, absolutely. And there's so much things going on in the world that I got to be on constant prayer. I got to stay prayed up because, yeah, the devil is not playing with nobody, and you guys need to know that. So it's a spiritual warfare right now, and I'm on a spiritual journey. So I appreciate you for, you know, rocking out with me, for being so supportive while I'm going through this journey that I'm going under. And not only me, but several people that are coming across, and I'm meeting with people that inbox me and email me and let me know about their spiritual journey. So it's interesting to know that I'm not the only one. You know, there's a lot of people out there trying to find some sort of positive balance in their life. And there's nothing wrong with that. I think actually that's a great thing, to find that spiritual balance in your life. You know what I mean? So I want to say a big, big belated and never too late, because it's still the month of March, a happy birthday to our CEO, Lushy Lush, who celebrated her born day on the 19th, which was Saturday. And so big shout out to you, sis. I saw the pictures. I saw you had an amazing time, and you were definitely blessed with a lot of gifts, and you deserve it. And I'm glad that you enjoyed your born day. I also want to give a birthday shout out to my brother Mike, whose birthday is today, and they had their birthday dinner yesterday as well. But big birthday shout out to you, hermanito. You know what I'm saying? Enjoy. I want to talk about the MS walk that we did on Saturday as well, March 19th, for my queen sis, Diane. This was my second year doing the MS walk in Tampa. It was amazing, huge, and more amazing to be able to walk with my sister, a walk for my sister. And bring my family out, all the queen sisters were out, and we represented. She had us wearing this year some orange tutus. Yeah, you got to go to Facebook and look at the pictures. I can't even put it into description here. But go and check out the pictures. The pictures are posted on my Facebook. But it was great. Those, please, they're continuing to collect money all through June. They're trying to meet a certain quota. So please donate. $5, $1, don't matter. Go to the MS website, official website, and make your donation. Make your pledge. And if you don't have no one or don't know anybody that's going through MS, then make sure you do it for Diane Herrera. And that is my queen sis that we work for. So that money will go to finding a cure. So those that know someone that has MS knows how serious it is. And please donate. You know, please donate to the cause. We're trying to find a cure. I want to know there's a cure in my lifetime. I want to know there's a cure tomorrow, you know. So thank you for those that donated, that came out and walked, that were out there in Tampa and Al Lopez Park. We had an amazing time. And all those that I met, great people. Yesterday was Palm Sunday, and of course, you know, we was at my church, Crossover Church. Shout out to the Pastor T, Pastor Tommy, and of course, also my Pastor Lucy had a birthday on Friday. So big belated happy birthday to Pastor Lucy as well. I also want to give my condolences and send out healing prayers to the Leopold family. My son's father lost his dad, and so we send lots of prayers of healing, of understanding, to the whole entire Leopold family that's in mourning, that's in pain and it's hurting, and you know, Papa will be missed greatly. Will be missed. Thank you everyone for tuning in. Motivation Mondays. Make sure you follow me in all the social networks. Follow Emma E2K. Go to emmae2k.com. Make sure you leave me something on my guest book. Go to lushradioonline.com. If you're not already there listening to the show, make sure you follow us in all the social networks. Emma E2K, I'm Googleable, soy Googleable. Follow Emma E2K, follow Lush Radio Online, follow E2K Magazine, follow E2K Worldwide LLC. Follow us, we'll follow you. And, you know, just stay in tune, man, and stay inspired. I'm going to play some music, and I'll be right back.
I just wish we all understood the beauty. Go.
just what it is.
You're my life, you're my breath, you're a smile, you're my guest, you're the earth, you're the sun, you're the grass, you are love, you're my hand, you're a bug, you're my eyes, you're a hug, you're the light in the dark, you're the spark, you are fun, you're my mom, you are water, you're the stars, you're my daughter, you're my friend till the end, you're my dreams, you're my father, you're the ants on the ground, the miracles that surround, I'm feeling it all around, the hemisphere in the clouds, you're my pain, you're my sorrow, you're my hope for tomorrow, you're the strength when I'm hollow, you're the path that I follow, you're the blessings that exist, the small things that are bliss, the gift to realize that.
All that.
Because what I have is more than I deserve or could ever imagine. How do I give back to all of this magic and spread the love so everybody can have it? Doesn't matter if I'm rich or poor, if I got a family or if I'm all alone. Bad things happen, I can just complain and moan. But there's a million things that I can be grateful for.
Things that are bliss, the gift to realize that everything is a gift.
This is a song for every girl who's ever been through something she thought she couldn't make it through, yeah. I sing these words because I was that girl too, wanting something better than this, but who do I turn to? Now we're moving from the darkness into the light. Yeah. This is the defining moment of our lives. Cause you're beautiful like a flower, more valuable than a diamond. You are powerful like a fire. You will heal the world with your mind. There is nothing in the world that you cannot do when you believe in you. Who are beautiful? Yeah, you. Who are brilliant? Yeah, you. Who are powerful? Yeah, you. Who are resilient? This is a song for every girl who's ever been through something that she thought she couldn't make it through. Girl, you can make it through. I sing these words because I know you're the one who knows there's something better than this. And you're gonna define it, yeah. Now we're moving from the darkness into the light. This is the defining moment of our lives. Oh, cause you're beautiful like a flower, more valuable than a diamond. You are powerful like a fire. You will heal the world with your mind. There is nothing in the world that you cannot do when you believe in you. Who are beautiful? Yeah, you. Who are brilliant? Yeah, you. Who are powerful? Yeah, you. Who are resilient? Yeah, you. Who are beautiful? Yeah, you. Who are brilliant? Yeah, you. Who are powerful? Yeah, you. Who are resilient? Yeah, you. Oh, yeah, you. Hey, yeah, you. Yeah, you. Yeah, you. Yeah, you. Yeah, you. Yeah, you. Yeah, you.
You tell all the boys no. Makes you feel good, yeah. I know you're out of my league, but that won't scare me away, oh no. You've carried on so long, you couldn't stop if you tried it. Built your wall so high that no one could climb it. But I'm gonna try. Would you let me see beneath your beautiful? Would you let me see beneath your perfect? Take it off now, girl. Take it off now, girl. I wanna see inside. Would you let me see beneath your beautiful night? You let all the girls go. Makes you feel good, don't it? Broadway show. I heard a boy say,
K on Motivational Mondays, each and every Monday from 9 to 10 a.m. in the morning. Jumpstart your morning and get it rejuvenated with the one and only Emma E2K on Lush Radio Online. Call in at 347-826-7722 and jumpstart your day.
champagne, pop. It's my house, come on, turn it up. Hear a knock on the door and the night begins. Cause we've done this before, so you come on in. Make yourself at my home, tell me where you've been. Pour yourself something cold, baby, cheers.
Thank you. hay nadie más que yo. Uno es el número mágico. En vida y en muerte, uno es todo. ¿Comprende? If I multiply 2 times 2, is it really, really for me? La, 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 la. And if I add 5 to get 9 minus 8, that just leaves me.
Me, 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 me.
So many times I define my pride through somebody else's eyes. Then I looked inside and found my own blood. I found the lasting love for me. If I am searching for my spirituality passionately, I must begin with me.
Morning, good morning, good morning. Morning, Motivational Mondays with your positive and sexy host, MA2K. Yes, another blessed Monday. I'm just, you know, I'm just feeling great, man. This Monday is, it's like a special Monday. Every Monday is like a brand new, you know, opportunity to be able to start new and do different things. Shout out to all those that stay on deck. I see you. Thank you for following us and all through all the social networks and supporting the show. This show, it's really about you guys, man. You're the ones that keep me employed and keep this show going. Because the minute I miss a show, whether I'm traveling or not, you guys get right on it, like emailing me, inboxing me. You know, y'all requesting videos now. Now after the show, I got to make a video. Like, but listen, as long as you guys are out there supporting it, then I will continue to deliver. I'm going to go to my phone line. Oh, it's a couple of numbers. Okay, so I just go by order that they called in. If you don't want to speak, when I go to your line, If you don't feel like speaking, just want to listen to the show, it's cool. Don't hang up. Don't get nervous. I'll keep you on hold. Just stay quiet, and I'll keep you on hold. And if you do want to speak more, that will be your time when your line is open. So 347-387. Good morning, y'all, with MA2K. Peace.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good
Hi,
morning.
Mama.
How are you? I'm great.
Oh, my God.
Great.
I was rushing to call you, I have to say. Thank God I caught you. I was busy at work.
Yes, you did. Thank you. I appreciate you always, man. Sometimes I think about out of the thousands of people that listen, I just be like, I know that she's doing something in her job to try to get to listen to the show.
You better believe it, honey. Without a doubt. I was like, oh, my God, what time is it? Did I miss it? And I'm like, I was in the basement. I was like, okay, now I could go. So how was your weekend? I see you've been busy. I love that.
Yes, I've been so busy, extremely busy. But one thing that I didn't let everyone know, when I was in New York 2 weeks ago, I did your show, Tales of a Survivor, and it was aired this Saturday that just passed, correct?
Yes, and I'm going to put it tonight on YouTube.
Okay, awesome. So those that didn't catch it or not in the New York City area and were able to watch the show, of course, because you can still go online and see it, she's going to have it on YouTube. So where on YouTube can they find it?
They could find it on, maybe later on we'll stick on under my name, Giselle Bria. That would be G-I-S, Bria, B-R-E-A. However, I'm going to post it on your page. Once it's uploaded, I'm going to put it in your page and support who supports you and all your pages so they could see it from you.
Yeah, that was a joke Saturday. Girl, you got like 1,000 pages. Sometimes I got to just sit there for 15 minutes and click like on everything. Yeah, why not?
Yes, you do have a lot of pages. I will put it up in all your pages.
But you know why is that? Because not everyone is in every page. You understand? So I may post something somewhere, and then somebody will be like, oh, but why you didn't post it on this page? I'm like, because I posted it on that page. So, not every page. So I have to put it on all of them. So eventually, people catch it. So, I'm trying to spread the love, people. Like, listen, I don't know how else. The math is getting too big, so I'm just trying to spread the love. Okay, so then when you put the link on my page, and then I'll spread it to everybody else, and definitely we'll put it on all the pages. And people, please watch the show, Tales of a Survivor, where me, I and the Queen Sis, Elizabeth Rosario, are on there. I'm speaking about a prior show, a prior woman that was already on. You named her Anna for, confidential reasons. And so we speak about not only her case, but just in things in general about domestic violence and other things. So it's very interesting, very informative. Yes, please make sure that you check out the video. I'm going to put you on hold real quick because I want to catch these other two calls. And I'm gonna come back.
Problem, sweetie.
All right.
I stay on hold.
Okay, awesome. All right. 347-476. Good morning, y'all. We're MA2K. Peace.
Good morning. Good morning. How's everybody doing?
Everybody's great. I'm going to speak for me. I'm great.
It's good to hear. Now, I want everybody to know who's listening right now. I know Emma since I was about maybe 4 years old. She is a you're good friends with my aunt, Betty. And at the time she was with Manny, and they are the parents of Jesus Rosa. And so that's how I know you. I was like a little kid. But how you doing? How's it? Just a little back history
I'm just thanking you for not putting the year though. Thanks, I appreciate that.
Yeah, no, I didn't wanna say I don't want to put out numbers. You know, people start getting, I mean, because I'm getting up there in age too. I don't want to start throwing numbers out, you know. Numbers get me nervous, you know.
I appreciate you so much for that.
You got to be careful with numbers, you know. So I was holding back on them.
I can tell you have good home training because you didn't do the number thing, so I can tell.
Well, it's a little bit of home training. It's a little bit of experience. Things just start picking up. I mean, you know, I'm kind of up there, and it's so funny with, you know, where I work at. There's a lot of younger people working, and I've been getting some funny nicknames from the young generation, like, how you doing, abuelo? And I'm like, hey. I'm not that damn old. Like, I look in the mirror. I may have two or three gray hairs, but I ain't no damn abuelo yet. You know what I'm saying?
Very quickly, I want you to tell people where you work at and what do you do. And
well,
you
I do
know,
two things. I do two things. Like, I am a co-promoter for a pro wrestling company called Legendary Action Wrestling. We just had a show 2 weeks ago in Harlem, and the Spirit of America came, and it was a really good turnout. Pro wrestling is something I've been a big fan of since I was a little kid, and then I started doing it professionally in 2007, and now I'm starting to promote it. So now I'm not only on the shows, you know, where we put the shows together and stuff like that, and we're trying to start a new company for more urban families. You know, it's a little different from the WWE. You know, when they come to New York City, they do Madison Square Garden. It's a massive show. They got fireworks, whatever. But the tickets are a little expensive. So we're a bit of an alternative, a little underground. Tickets are cheaper, but it's more for families. You know, we do the tickets are cheaper. People could come down. The whole family could come. And it's a great show. It's a really fun show.
Okay, now also with that, you guys are all Latino wrestlers?
Pretty much. I would say there was about maybe 75-80% Latino, the roster is at the moment.
Mm.
Yeah, black and Latino, yeah, which is a little bit different from the WWE where 90% is white. So, you know, it's cool for a little kid, you know, because I grew up, when I was growing up, I mean, there was only like one guy, Tito Santana. At the time, and then as like the 90s kind of came along, there was no more Tito Santana. Everybody was pretty much was white. You know, you got your Shawn Michaels, your Bret Hart, you know, your Hulk Hogan, Steve Austin, and we're different, you know, because I want to be a role model. You know, I want to be, you know, something little kids could come up to. You know, I go by the name of Dominican Diablo Ray Ravello. The co-promoter is Frankie Fro. He's the Puerto Rican Beast. So, you know, we come out and kids, they can see something in us. They see, why he's Puerto Rican. He's Dominican. I'm Dominican. I'm Puerto Rican. There's not a relationship, a bond, because and they can be uplifted by that. They're like, wow, I only thought wrestlers were white. No. Now we could tell them, no, now you got black wrestlers. You got, you know, Puerto Rican wrestlers, Dominican wrestlers. So it kind of gives them a sense of pride. You know,
awesome.
And yeah, I mean, kids, when shows end, people, little kids come up to me and they're like, are you really Dominican? I'm like, yeah, man, it's not an act. I really am Dominican.
Listen, now, for people that want to contact you, want to know information about your show, your upcoming shows and all that, how can they follow you? Where can they go?
Well, we're really pretty much covered in social media. So we have the Legendary Action Wrestling on Instagram. We're on Twitter, and we're on Facebook. So it's called Legendary Action Wrestling, and they can go to any of three, all three, follow us on all three, and we put all our information on those three social media sites.
Okay, awesome. So I'll share it. You know, you know, I've invited you to all my group pages, so make sure you post. I will reshare and let everyone know that how they can follow you. I mean, listen, people, we have to support each other. We have to support each other's businesses. As Latinos, as minorities, as, you know, just people trying to make it, man, because if we don't support each other, like, who else will? Like, really? Like, how can you get
Mexico? Yeah, it won't be Donald Trump, that's for sure.
I mean, you know what I'm saying? So I think it's a great thing you're doing. I salute you. I'm glad that you finally called into the show. And, you know, we got to at least have your info out. Please make sure
Absolutely.
This is not your last thing in.
No. I'll call in every Monday if you want me to. You know, we can talk about everything. We can talk about the pollen that's kicking my, you know, my backside right now. Cause
it's like, anyway, but this is Motivational Monday, so we got to talk about things motivating. That is not motivating.
Oh, yeah. We'll talk about everything. I mean, I can talk all day.
Awesome.
Absolutely.
Well, I appreciate you calling in. I thank you. Continue listening to the show. I got maybe about another 8 minutes. I'm going to play some music. And then I'll be. All right? Thank you. I'm going to
All right.
You
thank
home.
You. Thank you
okay.
so much. All right. We'll talk later.
That was actually a first for me to know that there are wrestlers. There are, you know, an organization that has the majority of Latino wrestlers. That is crazy cool. And something that PR Flags Up should look into, and a couple of social medias that I know that should really be paying attention to that. So when he puts the link on my pages, I will definitely forward that. And, you know, people, please make sure to support, man. We need to really, really support each other. It's something that I talk about, like, all the time. You know, that's why I'm always trying to support as much people as I can. You know, and in return, hello, it's a give and take. It's a two-way street, right? You support, they support you, and we keep supporting. I mean, I'm just saying, like, what's wrong with that? So shout out to all those that are still tuning in, going into music, and I'll be right back.
It's your boy TDI, a.k.a. TDI Music, and I'm here to tell you the turn up is over. It's Monday. Let's get inspirational. Let's get motivational. With my homegirl, MAE2K. Motivational Mondays, baby. Let's do it.
I know you usually don't hear me talk like this, but I got a little game that I want to play. Are you ready? When I think about you, I think about giving myself to you. Cause you know I want you, babe. And I would do anything. And I know you're thinking the same thing, babe. Can't have my feelings, get it. I want them till we start over and finish. Tonight it's all about my baby. I'm meaning for you, get me high. I can't stop you, feel me right. Close the door, that old floor. I just want more. I can't get enough of you. What I got in store, it's all of yours. I just want more. I can't get enough of you. Close the door, that old floor. I want more. I can't get enough. What I got in store, it's all of yours. I just want more, I can't get enough of you. When I think about us, I think about the way that we make love. The way that you make me sweat. Make me want a cigarette. And I ain't no smoking chick, but you got me wanting it. So don't stop.
You make me
open right, stomach muscles getting tight, skin so wet, my fingers slide. I'm gonna take you to a place you ain't never been.
Again and again, want you to feel it, baby.
I'm about to handle my business day. Make sure you handle me too.
I'm sorry, you're on the line. Your show, information.
Oh, Oh, yeah, I'm sorry. I didn't hear nothing. No, I just want to... What happened?
Go ahead, tell me the information.
Yeah, the Pursuit of Happiness this Saturday, St. Margaret's Church in the Bronx, which is uplifting men that are in the shelter system, giving them suits, job seminar. And then I have a nighttime, I have the comedy night at Evo, which is what helped me fund what my vision and what I do.
Okay. All right. Thank you, sis. Make sure everybody support it. I'll have everything on my pages. Thank you for tuning in, everyone. Love is love. Peace is peace. And make sure you be kind to someone, man. Be kind to anyone. Be kind to everyone.
In the atmosphere, the drops of Jupiter in her head. She acts like summer and walks like rain. Reminds me that there's a time to change. Since the return of her stay on the moon, she listens like spring and she talks like June.